Hey there, awesome people. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood confidence coach, back with another dose of positive vibes to kickstart your day. Today's topic? Letting go of the past and moving forward. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of yesterday's baggage? You know, those old hurts, regrets, or mistakes that keep weighing you down, making it tough to fully step into today? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We've got the power to ditch that backpack and start fresh. Here's the deal. Holding on to the past is like trying to run a marathon with cement shoes on. It slows you down, trips you up, and honestly, it's exhausting. The beauty of life is in the present moment, right here, right now. Dwelling on what's gone can steal your joy, block your dreams, and keep you from experiencing all the amazing things life has to offer. So how do we actually let go? It's not about forgetting, it's about understanding, learning, and moving forward with grace. Remember those times you've stumbled and fallen? Those moments could have been a total disaster, but instead, they became stepping stones. You learned from them, dusted yourself off, and got back up stronger. That's the power of letting go. It's about acknowledging the past without letting it define your future. Think of it like this. Imagine a beautiful blank canvas. The past has already painted some details, maybe even some rough patches, but it doesn't have to be the whole picture. You get to choose what you add next, vibrant colors, bold strokes, and intricate designs that create a masterpiece unique to you. Don't let those old, dusty brushstrokes hold you back. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch that baggage and start painting your future. 1. Acknowledge and accept. It's okay to feel whatever emotions come up, sadness, anger, even guilt. Don't try to bury them, let yourself experience them fully. Once you acknowledge them, you can start to process them without letting them control you. 2. Reframe your narrative. Instead of viewing past mistakes as failures, see them as valuable lessons learned. Every experience, good or bad, has something to teach us. Focus on the growth and wisdom gained, not the pain. 3. Practice forgiveness. This doesn't mean condoning hurtful actions. It means releasing the anger and resentment you might be holding onto. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It frees you from the weight of past hurts and allows you to move forward with lightness. 4. Focus on what you can control. You can't change what's already happened, but you have the power to choose how you respond to it and what you focus on now. Direct your energy towards positive actions, goals, and experiences that bring you joy. 5. Celebrate your progress. Letting go is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate every step forward, no matter how small. Every time you choose to let go of something negative and embrace the present moment, you're creating a brighter future for yourself. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who felt stuck in her creative rut. She kept comparing herself to other artists, replaying past criticisms, and doubting her abilities. This held her back from truly expressing herself through her art. Then, she realized she was letting the past dictate her present. She started practicing self-compassion, acknowledging her feelings without judgment, and focusing on learning from her experiences instead of dwelling on them. She started celebrating small wins, a new color combination she loved, a technique she mastered. Slowly but surely, Sarah began to shed those old insecurities and paint with renewed confidence and joy. She learned that letting go wasn't about erasing the past, it was about using it as fuel for her creative fire. Her story reminds us, we all have that power within us. It's time to ditch the baggage, embrace the present, and create a future filled with color, light, and endless possibilities. So, what are you waiting for? Take those first steps towards freedom. Let go of what no longer serves you, forgive yourself and others, and start painting your masterpiece today. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words, leave a review if it resonated with you, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.